Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the element of wood. Many years ago, I used to split 5 cords of firewood each year, using only a maul and an axe. It seemed the least expensive option for heating the old house I owned then. As it turned out, this was to be a pivotal experience for me, because I stopped taking wood for granted. And more importantly, I developed a real appreciation, a real reverence for wood. I learned the difference between maple, beech, ash, birch, and oak, how they split, how they smelled, their different colors and textures, and the characteristic bark of each type of wood. I learned which kind was best for sub-zero nights, and which was good for quick fires on a spring morning. But I also came to appreciate the nature and spirit of the wood itself, aside from its value as fuel or building material. Wood has been a part of human culture since humans became humans, contributing in material and mystical ways to our survival, our comfort, and our very identity. Because of humans' dependence on wood, since ancient times, wood has been a mother symbol. The tree of life, which appears in the mythologies of so many cultures, was a mother figure, sustaining humans with the flesh and fruit of her body, while cradling them in her arm-like branches. And humans look like the offspring of trees. Wood for muscle and bones, bark for skin, roots for feet, and branches for arms that reach to the sky. In Norse mythology, the first humans emerged from wood, the flesh of a tree. Our ancestors believed that the wood itself possessed spirit and magical energy, containing the very wisdom of the earth out of which it grew. The word wood, in fact, is cognate with the old Germanic word vid, which means wisdom. Our custom of knocking on wood when we hope for a favorable outcome is derived from our ancestors' understanding that wood was alive with benevolent, protective mother energy. Knocking on wood invoked this energy, calling it forth to bless the moment and expressing awareness and gratitude that the source of this blessing was not forgotten. Wood comes from the forest, which has been a symbol of the female energy principle for thousands of years. All of that wood thriving and luxuriating in the forest, free from control, the very icon of wildness. To venture into the forest was to cross a threshold between the rational, ordered world of human society and the dark, enchanted, non-rational world of intuitive, unconscious knowing, the realm of the psyche. Here, trusting the wisdom of the forest goddess, one could discover secrets of nature, find new meaning and purpose, undergo an initiation, and emerge transformed. In Chinese metaphysics, wood was one of the 5 elements, along with earth, water, fire, and metal. Wood represented spring in the east, the season and the direction of rebirth and renewal. No matter where we look, we find wood associated with the qualities of growth, expansiveness, and energy. Even in the tarot, wood, the foundation of the wand suit, represents vital life force, movement, action, and eagerness, the energy associated with fire. Wood's energy is constantly surging upward like a tree. But while wood in the Chinese system is linked to spring energy, I tend to relate this energy to the fall, because it is in the fall that I engage in the annual ritual of stacking firewood in the woodshed to warm my hearth and bring the heat and vibrancy of the element of wood into my home to sustain me in winter. I place the wood, stick by stick, in tall rows between the wooden walls of my woodshed, which is attached to my wooden house, which is heated entirely by wood, beneath the trees of my woodland homestead. Stacking my firewood stick by stick becomes a meditation of gratitude. Where would we be without wood? Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.